first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. When her husband died, Gilda Zellon looked for some connections to the future.
When you are in the depths of caring for someone who is ill, you don't realize that there may be a thread to follow in order to keep the bond between you alive. When the caretaking becomes intense and the days and nights become more watchful, we try to hold on to something that will sustain us. Maybe it is the invisible thread between us. One of us gets weaker and weaker. One of us gets stronger and stronger. Then the thread snaps and he is gone. Vainly for many months I try to reknot this thread, to keep a path for life open to me. But the loneliness of the days and nights persisted, and I was unable to untangle this knotted thread. One day I happened on a powerful line from Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude. It read something like this: when you get older, you have to make an honorable peace with solitude. There was my thread, peace with solitude. I could draw on that thread to help me rise from self-pity and re-enter the world, use the thread to climb out of the well of loneliness and make peace with myself. Follow the thread through memories. Follow it through the knowledge that I have now entered an entirely different phase of life. Enjoy knowing that I have lived well, loved well, and now is a time to rest the body and mind. As a spool of thread continues to unwind and takes me to wondrous places hitherto unknown, as I make my peace with solitude.
Gilda Zellon is a Santa Cruz resident and a published author. This program was produced by Meet Fisher and Matilda Rand.